From the WBOC Newsplex in Salisbury, I'm Tammy Weber. Here's the latest news from all over Delmarva. The Virginia Department of Wild Resources is asking for public feedback on proposed changes to hunting, fishing, trapping, and boating rules. The plan includes license and boat fee registration increases, along with updates to some fishing and wildlife regulations. To see a full list of the proposals and submit your comments, visit the WBOC News app or our website at WBOC.com. In Ocean City, one person was flown to shock trauma after a jet ski crash in North Ocean City yesterday. Firefighters say the crash involved multiple watercraft in Asselman Bay near 120th Street and that a neighbor's boat helped crews reach the victims more quickly in Ocean City. The Georgetown Lewis Trail is getting closer to the finish line. DelDOT says the final segment is expected to open this fall, creating Delaware's longest continuous trail. Starting Sunday, the price of a forever stamp rises to 82 cents as the U.S. Postal Service works to address rising costs and declining mail volume. Today at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, communities across the nation will read the Declaration of Independence together, marking 250 years since its first public reading. Events are planned across Delmarva, including larger community readings in Berlin, Cambridge, Easton, Queenstown, and other locations across Delaware, Virginia, and Maryland's Eastern Shore. From the WBOC Newsplex, I'm Tammy Weber.